Maková.
This is Mailbox Radio Prague's weekly program for your views, questions and comments. Last Sunday, we broadcast a special program dedicated to the visit of the US President Barack Obama to Prague. Yaroslav B. Tušek from the United States sent us this comment on that very day.
Thank God for Václav Havel, who seems to be one of the very few Czech politicians who has not compromised or appeared to sabotage the reputation of the Czech Republic in the US these days. It was good to hear both Václav and Barack had a productive meeting earlier today.
Our regular reader, Jerry Friedrich from Canada, made this comment earlier this week on Chris Johnstone's story on the planned overhaul of Prague's Karlovo náměstí, or Charles Square.
Since when has Prague's Wenceslas Square ceased to be the largest square in town? Even during our last visit to Prague last summer, no other city square seemed to be comparable to it as far as the size is concerned, with perhaps one exception, that of Vítězné náměstí a Davidská, the final subway train station on the Green Line A. Has Prague City Hall significantly extended Karlovo náměstí since our 2008 visit?
With its 80,000 square meters, Charles Square, or Karlovo náměstí, is not only the largest square in Prague, but also in the whole of the Czech Republic and one of the largest in Europe. Wenceslas Square covers just half of the area and technically isn't really a square, but a large boulevard. In Quebec, Jean-Marie Jeancar heard us early in the morning.
During the early hours of this morning, I happened to open the radio around 3 a.m. on the CBC and heard your program. It was very interesting and I want to congratulate you on your excellent work. I know nothing about your country, but the way you organized the program kept my attention and made me want to know more. I laughed about the strange misgivings about your president or prime minister in Brussels and about others. I thoroughly enjoyed the singing and brief lesson on your language. I listen to the CBC sometimes when I can't sleep or wake up in the middle of the morning. Rarely have I heard such interesting reporting with a human side that made me feel close to you. Thank you very much and keep up the good work. You mentioned that you wanted to hear from your listener. Well, this is a message from a far away but very interested listener.
Thank you very much, Jean-Marie. We always love to hear from our listeners, wherever they are and however they tune in. As you know, the Czech Republic is currently holding the six-month rotating presidency of the European Union, and in connection with that, Czech Radio, along with its media partners, Rock and Pop Magazine and the Czech Cultural Center in Berlin, is running a music competition called Czechs Rock Europe. Earlier, I spoke to Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, Gerhard Schubert, who told me about the role Radio Prague played in organizing this unique song contest.
We are not only one of the partners, actually, we had the idea to do it because our aim, our goal is to inform foreigners about what's going on here in the Czech Republic. So, as you know, normally we do stories about Czech politics, economy, culture, sports. But mostly we don't play music because we simply mainly want to inform our listeners. But on the other hand, we thought that it's actually a pity that most foreigners don't know too much about young Czech bands who normally don't have a chance to be played in foreign radios or to introduce themselves to foreign listeners. So we thought that maybe we could change that and invented this contest. The idea was to ask Czech bands to send us their MP3s, one song per band. We would choose the 10 best ones in a jury and present them on the internet. And that's what we do right now. And people all over the world, our Czech listeners, but also foreign listeners, can vote and can tell us whom they like most.
It's also important to mention that the bands taking part in the contest are not professional musicians.
This was one of the main criteria. They are not professional bands. We thought that we wanted to introduce really young bands who normally don't have a chance to be published abroad.
And what stage is the contest at right now?
The first part of the contest is actually finished. It was the part when the listeners, the young non-professional bands, could send us their MP3s. Right now we have the 10 best ones. We decided that they are the best ones in a jury of all the partners, which was a few stations of Czech radio, including Radio Prague, of course, and a magazine called Rock a Pop, which is rock and pop, and the Czech Center in Berlin. So we chose the 10 best ones, and they are right now on the internet. If you go to our webpage, www.radio.cz, you find a link to the contest, and you can listen to these 10 songs and choose for one of them. You can write us an email and tell us what you like most.
Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, Gerald Schubert. And if you'd like to take part in the vote, all you need to do is click on the Czechs Rock Europe banner on our website. There you can listen to the 10 shortlisted songs and cast your vote by sending an email to the address there. Please title your submission Czechs Rock Europe and list the name and number of the selected rock group. The band with the most votes will get to represent the Czech Republic at a rock concert in Berlin's Kleisthaus on the 5th of June. The winning band will also give a concert in Prague broadcast by Czech Radio. One more thing, your emails need to be sent by April the 30th, 2009. Which is also the deadline for your answers to our mystery person quiz. This month we continue in the series of Moravian-born luminaries. Our April mystery man was born in 1856 in the town of Příbor and died in 1939 in London, and his work revolutionized the field of psychology. Please send us your answers to the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. We'll be looking forward to your quiz answers, comments, questions and reception reports. Until next week, happy listening.
Don't forget, it's easy to write to us here at Radio Prague anytime you wish. So you can write to english@radio.cz or you can write to our street address. That is Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, the Czech Republic, of course. Now, we always look forward to all your comments and questions. Do keep them coming. And some of the best ones will make it on the air on our weekly mailbox program that you've done.